Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we want to take a text from Hebrews 12 and then verse 27. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. As of things that are made. That's man made. That the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You consume man-made things. There is a kingdom model for everything that is done by human beings on this earth.
Na dia bi biara wo nipa ye wo wiase mu no. Ye wa ahenie no so kwan a eda ho.
So there is a kingdom way that God has put there, and then there is a human way. And the kingdom model or the kingdom way is supposed to be what should be in practice among mankind.
It's
because that is what mankind was used to in the eternal past. So before, in the eternal past, before mankind was even created with a body and with a mind, for us to evolve our own models in various sectors of life, God had his own model over there.
Na ansana wanyame benyune yama yenya okra na yenye nipedua tinemuno. Na wanyankupon wana hiniemu siseye wohadada.
So God's intention is for what he has, that's the kingdom model, for various aspects of human life to come on this earth.
Now when you mean it upon say onu na hinie mu sise na wode to home nipa no say enai ya wa ha sa wanyame ahinie no ebepem amayen.
When Jesus Christ said we should pray thy kingdom come,
emra yesu kire say yemompa yesa na hinie mra no,
he was teaching us that we should pray that the kingdom model of various things should come on this earth, superimpose itself over what human beings in their own religious ingenuity have evolved.
Na emra yesu bo mpa yesa ye mo mpa yesa na hi onyakopo ahenie ne mra no na wo pa kire mu se onyakopo nhyehye ye ode ato ho ma nipa no nipa beye na mom ye to ne wo nipa ahyehye die si ho na to agu.
Because it is the spiritual or the eternal that gave birth to the temporal or the physical, what we are seeing. God wants his system in the eternal world to come on this earth and influence what is happening among humanity right now.
Ne wa woni se onyame abodie mo onyame oyo oni awiye nyame ene ti oni awiye sese na wade ma ye no wo ho na num no nso aye ne de anu de awiye na wo yankopon ni timpon ne se anka ne oni awiye sese ye no ene aye wo ye wiasim yi ye de san sese ye ne bebo ye bra.
The intentions of God must be the first thing that we will. There is something called the actions of God and then the mind or the intentions of God. In other words, you must have the mind of God. You must understand the mind of God or the intentions of God. Otherwise, you are going to misinterpret every one of his actions.
I was so wunya on yankupon a jini bi. Anya sani ni ye na obeye no what ya si.
Now what people do is to focus on acts of God, what God has done, or what God wants to do, the actions of God, miracles, and things like that. But if you focus on that in your life without knowing the intentions of God, you are always going to misinterpret actions. If you know my intention for my life, or for something that I do, then you are bound not to misinterpret what I do. But if you do not have my intention, what I have in my mind, then whatever I do, you are going to see it differently. And you are going to perceive it in a manner that I do not have in mind at all.
Say ye nya wonyamia dwene na ye hwe ne ne ye ne so dia ene no ye nte na sefa ne so obia koto banche oto banche na wadwen ye so oduko wo fufuo enso no ne trim no de koye ka yi banche ka kro ene ti se wonnim sente na obi ye aye bibia wo hu ne ye ntia ka se nya wonyamia dwene no na menfa wonyame ne ye no entoto ayasa wo beto afa ho.
Please tell the person sitting by you, know what God is about.
Kacha ni oto won chene se na wonyame adwene hu nyame adwene.
Or as you say, know God's intentions.
Ni na adwene adwene.
Yeah. Because the Bible says that God is going to do something on the face of this earth.
Bible mayeti asese wonyankopon be bibi wo wiase.
In our text, the Bible says that God is going to shake some things.
Na yasam na ye kan wo Hebrew no so nyame be wo so nyoma bi.
And there's a reason why he is shaking those things.
Na onyame wo sentra wo wo so sa nyoma.
God tells us what things he is going to shake.
Na nyoma onyame e be wo so no waka kire ye.
He says that there are things which can be shaken.
O se aye nyoma ye betumi awo so.
As of things which are made.
Ah eye ade a woni pa ye.
So there are things that human beings have crafted. Ways of worshiping God, ways of serving God, ways of doing things in various sectors of our lives that human beings have come up with.
But
the Bible says that God is going to shake all those things. When there is a shaking, God is going to cause confusion and cracks in it. God is going to disappoint those things. The Bible says that we, however, are receiving a kingdom.
Now, Bible say, "Yen dia ye ji osra hinie no."
Please underline receiving a kingdom. It didn't say that we have received a kingdom. He did not say that we are going to receive a kingdom in the sweet by and by. He says that we currently are receiving, present continuous, we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Our kingdom, the kingdom model for life on this earth, which was God's intention for creating mankind on earth. The Bible says that it shall stand the shaking.
Na Bible say ebejina sempo owosua eno aye ni trimpo no ebejina.
Because there is a reason why God brought human beings on earth.
Esa say nyame was sent to be obu onipa dini be wiase.
That is his intention.
Eno no nyame adwene.
And the Bible says that his intention is that the earth is going to reflect heaven.
na nana dwene ne se eya ewiase mu no ye dini die masoro.
That is his intention.
Eya na dwene.
If you understand God's intention, you will not misinterpret his actions.
So what do nyame adwene ase a ene niamma wa oy no enya dia wudebe tutu ba bi basa.
You will know that the actions are not an end in itself. You will know that we are going somewhere. Where are we going? We are receiving the kingdom. We are receiving the kingdom models of the way that we must live in various sectors of our lives on this earth. So I want to share with us some a kingdom model for ministry. That is God's original intention for ministry. The Bible says that knowing that we are present continuous, receiving a kingdom and putting aside the religious or the
man-made.
Let us have grace whereby we may serve God in a godly way and with reverence. Do you know how to serve God in an acceptable way, in a reverential way, with godly fear? The Bible says that it is by grace. Let us have grace so that we can serve God with godly fear. So it is by the knowledge of grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus, it is by the knowledge of grace that we will fear God. The man-made stuff is that if you want people to fear God, you must let them know that God is holy.
Now I see when nipa shise muno. Osa wo pese nipa suro nyame a. Ka kire wo nipa se wo nyankopon wo ye kron kron.
That God has your life, that God can finish you. That's
the
man-made way of fearing God. But there is a way of the kingdom. Jesus Christ came with the message of the kingdom. He came to model God's way, his original eternal system that human beings must accept so that human beings can serve God with reverence and godly fear. The Bible says that it is by grace. And let me explain this to us. Because we have a culture that everybody says by grace. But they don't really understand grace. Because grace is a person called Jesus. So I don't understand why even people will go to the Juju people and they will go and do what they like. And when you give them the microphone, it says that by God's grace and by God's grace we are alive, by God's grace we will do this, by God's grace we will become victorious and things like that. The language is full of grace. And I wonder, do we have grace?
Now, Hey.
By grace, it's talking about the knowledge of grace. It's not a cliche where you a well brought up person, when you ask them, how are you doing? You say, by God's grace. It's not a cliche as we have developed in our culture, but it is the knowledge of grace.
Understanding the grace of our Lord Jesus. Understanding God's kingdom way of bringing godly fear to humanity by the knowledge of grace. That is what the Bible is saying.
Na sa duma duma ebi obi na pohu no obo se te se o onyame adom ya masaka sana da ya no bebrebe wo bra yen ti sa asam na se asam no eso se nya wudie wano aka se onyame adom ne keke esa se sa adom ne ma ya dum ye tumi sum onyame wo osompa ani osuro mu sa adom ne yesonko.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You want to serve God well. You want to fear God. Let's turn to the book of Psalm 130. Psalm 130, verse 3 and then verse 4. David is speaking over here. Maybe I must say that from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, it is called the Psalms of Ascent. Ascent is just talking about going up, moving higher, going into the heavens, the eternity. Alright?
And they say,
so we want to move up into the kingdom system now. Look at verse 3. That's Psalm 130. If thou, Lord, should mark iniquity, O Lord, who could stand? If God is going to mark iniquity or take note of sin, the Bible says that who can stand? But there is forgiveness with you. Why? Why does God forgive us? Why is it that He doesn't take note of iniquity?
Back to sender.
But there is forgiveness with you. I hope your minds are here. Are the ushers here? Good. But there is forgiveness with you. Why does God forgive us? The Bible says that thou mayest be feared. Forgiveness or grace. When God does not take note of our sins, but He shows us the grace of Jesus. The reason is that so that we will fear God. Somebody says, Pastor, if you speak about this grace thing, and if you tell them about forgiveness of their past and present and future sins, they are going to be licensed to sin.
Now, be back as a sofa, so oh, when you're not doing no, when you're bonded, dada, and you're buying in your goose, and you papa cosway, bonnie.
But the Bible says that the kingdom model is not to put fear into people.
Now, Babo, no, my axia says, when you're here, and you say,
you want people to be dedicated to God.
Na opese sa opese nipa tu om hu nyina de ma wonyame dia.
Show them the message of Jesus.
And they na Yesu asam no capture.
Show them what Jesus stands for.
And they na chenya Yesu obe jina
mu. Don't you use your own human wisdom.
Ma fo wan kasa wo nipa dwene nye.
Your own religious wisdom that if you continue like this, the people they will just take things for granted. You should put some
fear and panic. Wa
say
Sawa junior sa so for ubeka duma 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 yo nyame do bon ya chaudia and you know crofo beko swa ya bani nemo so for fehu ehu fear and panic for show mumu and you umbe jaboni.
Threaten them with some scriptures that when they look at it, they'll say, no, I'm going to do this so that this one will not happen.
Na fa wanyamia seme mu do emu hu fehuam say we ya say a base debi.
All man made things, the Bible says, are going to be shaken.
Bible ma yeti asia se ni wo nipa ade na dwene ni susu ya ye nyinara onu nyame ba wo suna to agu.
But we must open up in this end time to receive the kingdom model of things.
Na wo se emi ekwa wieye yi ye be ma ye ho kwan na wo nyame hyehye ya ahini no kwan no ye be gye atum.
I love it when I read scriptures like this. Because it doesn't encourage me to sin. It makes me fear God. It makes me serve Him with reverence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, God says that it is by His grace that we will serve Him well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some 15 features of kingdom ministry that God showed me some time ago. And which I believe as a church we must pray into. Actually, it was a prayer service at the time when I was on leave. And we were meeting in the morning to pray. And God spoke to me and gave me those things that we should pray it into the church.
Na ene mri bia mi twa wonyame anim ene wonyame ni mi di sankita ho na o church me ni o ma bia e wosa ye bosa mpae ni di gu asori mu.
So I want to catch up on those assignments before the year ends.
Ano ti sa adwuma no wonyame de ma mbasa me ye ne taman sa na fina kwawiye.
So you should get ready to pray.
Ano ti ye krado sa obebo mpae.
Because I'm going to share some few with you.
Esanse me no be check it to ebi.
The first thing I want you to understand about kingdom ministry that we need to adopt as a church. Even as we long that thy kingdom will come. Is that kingdom ministry is based on the revelation of Jesus' person.
And
it is based on the revelation of Jesus' person.
And the
full recognition of His work for us on this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In heaven right now, when angels are praising the Lord, they refer to the person and the work of Jesus. So in kingdom ministry, we base it on the revelation of Jesus as a person. Because ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that as Jesus is,
na Bible ne si said ya Christo tino,
so are we in this world.
Sara suna yeti wo we are seeing mu.
1 John chapter 4 verse 17.
Yohane asempa edike ho ne wo.
As Jesus is,
o si said ya Yesu tino,
so are we in this world.
Sara na Yesu yeti wo we are seeing.
That is the reason why you must know the person of Jesus.
Ano tino wo se wo hu Yesu nankasa.
Because as He is, so are you.
Esa sa said ya tino sana wo so.
You want to know who you are.
Wo pese wo hu ni pa ban ya.
You want to know how God sees you.
Wo pese wo kwanya nyakupo hu.
Then you must know Jesus. Because if you know Jesus, then you get to know yourself. Hallelujah. Because the way God sees you, is the way that he sees Jesus. And it is by the love of the perfect love of God that we have this arrangement. The Bible says that hearing is love made perfect.
Hearing is love made perfect.
In the love of God, in the perfect love of God, he has shown us a certain arrangement that as Jesus is, so are we.
Hallelujah.
In this world, right now, it is in your interest to pursue the knowledge of the person of Jesus. Because if you know him as he is in the kingdom of heaven above right now, the Bible says that so are you on this earth. Because this earth must reflect heaven. And some people on this earth must reflect Jesus. So the Bible says that as he is, so are we in this world. You must pursue the knowledge of the person of Jesus. I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the knowledge of Jesus that is guided by the Bible, but which you pursue as a believer now. Sometimes we forget that the first century church didn't have the Bibles that we have. They couldn't just pull it from under their window, their pillow, or maybe take it from their pocket and on their phones and all that and read them. They didn't have it.
But
they knew Jesus. I said they knew Jesus. The Bible is supposed to guide you so that you don't go outside to into some false things. The Bible, ladies and gentlemen, write it down, is not a substitute for the person of Jesus. The Bible says, John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, that if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There is a Bible that you must continue in.
Mm-hmm.
By the time comes that you have the knowledge of the truth revealed to you, and this truth is talking about Jesus.
Huh.
That is why the next verse is said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The truth that is revealed to you when you read the Bible is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Who set us free.
Hallelujah. Bible ne say, fisho wo nyame asem na tri kwan. Na ma wo we nyame asem na tri kwan no. Ene no nyame beda no kure na didi a chero. No crane in a wine, no crane in a crystal, no, and not to say one number when you're mere someone down down more. Who bring your son, no crane in a Bible, say, I'm no crane in a homer crystal, no, sir, crystal, no, a bema what the woo. Hallelujah.
When you know Jesus,
so wouldn't it be Yesua?
When you know the person of Jesus,
so wouldn't it be Yesua? Nankasa say Yesua,
you get to know yourself.
And then I will be who said, I would
say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Kingdom ministry is based on the revelation of Jesus' person and the full recognition of his work for us on this earth.
Now I was saying who Christ only said there what and a juma poti obeya wo asasi so de maye.
What has Jesus Christ done for us?
And then Yesu aya maye.
What has he done on our behalf?
And then we gina your name aya maye.
Look at the book of John
chapter
12.
Asempati dumienu.
I'll wait for you to get there.
Me chance we be bie ho.
John chapter 12. And we will read at verse number 30.
Yebekin kan chichemu aduasa.
John chapter 12, verse 13. How many of you are there? Alright. Now let's go to a difficult passage in Zephaniah.
Hey.
Put your hands there and go to Zephaniah. Zephaniah is getting to the end of the Old Testament. The last book is Malachi.
Malachi ne chato wa pamda danu.
And then you will see Zachariah. And
now be who Zachariah.
You will see Haggai.
And a Haggai swaba.
And then you come to Zephaniah.
And son, where do Zephaniah? Two so, feet to an etosunai.
So go to those two passages of scripture.
Umayanko Zephaniah ho.
And let me summarize what Jesus Christ did for us. These are things that we need to build into our lives, into our messages, into our belief, into our outlook on life.
Where and summer I was a disha ya bra bomi akumemu ya jinimuni bibia ye ye wo we are saying.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.